It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM.
It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here and Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral with another garden show on a beautiful day. What a beautiful week of weather, Dwayne.
Yeah, I know. Low 80s, high 70s. Perfect. Now all we need is a little rain.
Yep. I sat out in the patio last night, had a campfire and a bonfire or whatever you call it, campfire, and no bugs, just a beautiful evening.
You know, I sat outside last night too, and we're going to talk about that a little bit with the plant of the week and stuff, and it was pretty cool. It was nice out last night, and the moon was as bright as could be.
Oh, I missed the moon.
Oh, the moon was crazy for a while.
Okay.
That's why it's so bright all the at a point, and then later it's not like that.
Okay.
The eclipse of the moon tonight?
The what?
The eclipse of the moon.
Okay.
I think it's tonight.
I haven't heard.
95%.
Yes, it is.
So that'd be something to watch, because you won't see that very often.
Yep. Yeah, that's tonight, I guess. So, all right, we're going to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden questions for Dwayne. 320-598-7301. I'm sure a lot of people have some questions about their garden or their lawn. That's 320-598-7301. Dwayne, go ahead.
I was sitting outside last night. This is our... not really a plant. Well, it's a plant. It's a seed. Our plant of the week is called a seed. It's a seed pod from a peony or a peony. If I really like you to look that, it's on Facebook, you know, and look that up. It's a really cool picture. I took a picture of the seed pod of a peony plant. A lot of people cut off, you know, the dead flowers and stuff, but they will go to seed, and it's really cool. And it was just full of seeds. And if you wanted to start those seeds, which you can do, doesn't mean it's going to be true to hybrid. You know, doesn't mean it's going to come up as the same plant. But the seeds have to go through a cold treatment of 10 to 12 weeks. They have to get cold. So you got to scarify them, which is, it has to get a cold treatment. And then after that, you can save them for spring and plant them outside, or you can plant them in your windowsill. So might be something fun to try.
Yeah, that's an up and close picture that you have.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's on our KLQP Facebook page if you want to take a look at it.
It was bizarre. Or else go look at your peonies and look at the seed pods. They're exploding open, and they actually send their seeds out. They just, it explodes and the seeds go flying.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, and the other picture you sent, we put up, hummingbird or...
I was sitting outside last night, Paul, like you were. There were six hummingbirds flying around me, and it's just like they were communicating. It was really cool. I don't know why I didn't get more than just that one on there, but that was fun. I've never seen them be so close, and there was a geranium right off to the left side there, and they were really attacking that geranium, too.
I don't know too much about hummingbirds. What plants do they like, or?
They like anything that has a long tubular flower, okay? Like a honeysuckle, or geraniums don't have, anything that has a lot of, I suppose, you know, nectar for them, you know. But if you look at a hummingbird feeder, if you look at the shape of the feeder unit, it's like a trumpet flower. So anything that has a kind of trumpet flower, that's why they have such a long beak. If you look at that picture, the beak's really long, so they can get down into that flower.
Okay, yeah. Great picture, by the way. You took that from your backyard, huh?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's a great picture. Hey, we're looking for some questions. Give us a call here at the radio station, 598-7301, and let's see if we can stump Dwayne.
Yeah, thanks.
What's our horticultural concern of the week, Dwayne?
It's definitely, we've talked about this before, but it's getting to be a worse problem, and I got a lot of people coming in saying, what the heck is going on? You know, they're saying their plants look like they're dry, which they probably are. So even says, well, I've been watering them. But there's mites out there, okay? Mites are real small creature, okay? So if you take a white piece of paper and put it underneath your leaves and shake the leaves on top, you'll see all these little white, little spidery-looking things. They're real small. But you would think, you know, they can't do any damage, but in numbers, they suck out all the moisture from the underside of the leaf, and they'll just take all the moisture out of your plant. And they like to stay on one plant and suck all the moisture out, and then they go to the next one. So you could have, like, three potentillas in a row, and they'll kill one, and they'll go to the next one and the next one. So
okay.
Insecticide doesn't kill a mite, so you need to get a miticide.
Okay. So, a miticide.
Miticide kills mites, and right now, bad people talk about their willow trees. Mites like willows. They like potentillas. They like all different kinds of vegetable-type things, and you also see on the evergreens or junipers, you'll see, like, spider webs on them, or even on your lawn, on your grass, and those spider webs are mites. It's called spider mites because they spin a web.
Okay. All right.
They will do damage.
They will do damage, so you got to get rid of them.
Okay.
All right, we have a couple questions here, Dwayne. One from last week, actually. Should you aerate your lawn this fall, and how do I know if it needs it? First of all, what's aerating? How do you aerate your lawn?
Aerating, you get an aerator, which is a machine, and you want to get one plug, you know, that's about 2 to 3 inches. If the ground is soft enough, it'll go in that far. And if you try to aerate your lawn right now, and if you hadn't irrigated, it's not like concrete. It'd never go in. So you want to do it after a rain so that the aerator will pull that plug out. And the reason you do that is to get oxygen down to the roots, okay? So if you have heavy, heavy soil, you definitely want to aerate your lawn. And our area out here, you want to aerate your lawn. That's a good idea.
Do it now, then?
What?
Do it now or wait?
Well, it's too darn hard right now unless you want to water your lawn really good. I would do it after a rain. And it's a good thing to do before you seed your lawn because the grass seed will get down there, and also you're bringing some dirt up to cover some of that grass seed. So usually you aerate or dethatch or both and then seed your lawn and then break up those.
Right.
Like little dog turds on your
lawn. Yep. Well, Randy's got me on the schedule to do my lawn, so.
Aerate it?
Yep. That's what he said. So I hired you guys this year to take care of my lawn. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. We got it seeded. Is your grass seed coming up?
Yes, little by little. We've noticed I've been watering it watering it every night. And sometimes my wife waters it during the day, and then, yeah, it's starting to come up. It looks good.
This is a good time to, if we get some rain. It's getting cooler nights, warmer days, and we'll get some fall rains, and that's perfect conditions for seeding grass.
All right. Hey, we got a couple of questions about tomatoes. You
yep.
ready? Why aren't my tomatoes ripening? It's taking forever.
Well, I don't think there's been a lot of moisture, and even if you water them, it's not the same thing. So if you want to have them ripen better, make sure you have them mulched, which was like hay or straw, that type of thing, so they stay evenly moist. Make sure you fertilize them, and if there's any bugs or problems like that or diseases, you know, take care of that too.
Right.
Fertilizer and evenly moist, I think your tomatoes will ripen.
Can I water my tomato plants too much?
Well, you can do anything too much, okay. But when it's 80, 90 degrees, it's going to be hard to water them too much. It'd be better to water them on the ground instead of sprinkling on the leaves, because you might cause diseases and that type of stuff. But if you do water the top, make sure you do it so it dries off before the evening, because evening seems to be when you get the diseases and that type of stuff.
All right. Husband and wife are arguing about when to pick a tomato off the plant for the best flavor. When do you know when to pick that tomato?
You know, I think I'm not going to answer that.
What's that?
I'm going to not answer that. Then they can keep arguing.
Okay.
So,
how do you know when to pick a tomato?
You know, you have to get the nutrients in the tomato before it's going to taste great, okay? So that means after you have tomatoes forming on there, especially when they're starting to turn a little red, you got to fertilize them, and fertilize them with a high mineral fertilizer, okay? And that'll get the nutrients into the tomatoes. And you can actually, you know, the tomatoes in the grocery store are picked when they're green, and you know what they taste like. That means the nutrients aren't in there. So you want to pick a tomato when it's, well, before damage is done to it, or before the insects get to it, or the birds. But as long as it can ripen on the plant, the more nutrients are going to get in there, the better the tomato is going to taste.
Okay. Can you feel it? Can you feel it to pick it? Is it supposed to be hard?
If it's soft, soft, you should have picked it before. But they're still nice and firm. If they're nice and firm and, you know, a good red color, I would pick it.
Okay. Good enough.
It will ripen. You know, my mom used to pick them and turn them upside down and put them in the windowsill.
Okay. Is it too early to plant fall bulbs?
It's plenty early, but you know what? September's right around the corner. It would be great if we had some moisture so it wouldn't be so hard to dig and that type of stuff. We get our fall bulbs in the beginning of September, so it's plenty early to plant them, but you could, yes.
Okay. One more question here. Is early September a good time to overseed a thin lawn?
The only time better than that is the end of August.
Okay.
But it says on my gravestone, you know what it's going to say?
What?
Before you go to the state fair, seed your lawn. State fair is the next 2 weeks, so it's grass seeding time. I know that it's still 80 degrees out, but all of a sudden it will change. I mean, at the Lackawanna County Fair, I have worn a winter coat.
Yep. And
it's going to change here pretty quick in the next 2 weeks, so I would start thinking about getting your grass seed out there.
All right, get your grass seed out. That's kind of a rule of thumb when the state fair rolls around, huh?
That's the Dwayne Hasted rule of thumb.
Okay.
The reason is cooler nights, warmer days, and fall rains. And if you hit that right and you get that fall rain, get a rain or two, you'll have a nice thick lawn.
I think it's supposed to rain here in the next day or two, I heard. So
I hope so.
Yeah.
So, Paul, we got your grass seed on, so you're a lucky man.
Yeah, you did good. So, all right, what's happening at Heather? We got a couple minutes.
Fall. We got fall mums came today, so we have a lot of decorative mums, which means you can set them out on your porch or on your front steps type thing. Most of those are grown for just decorations. They're not hardy mums, but we have Minnesota Mammoth hardy mums. So we have those too, so you can get one or the other, one for decoration, one to plant in your garden. I've been doing, like I told the last couple times, a lot of design work, landscape designing, doing landscape. And you know what? Today's the first day of school here, and we've been doing flowers all morning long, sending them up to the school. So floral or flowers, decorations, you know, bouquets, sending a lot up to the school. The kids and the teachers are back.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got three locations, right, Dwayne?
Yeah, Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo, and we're getting a semi-truck in with more plants beginning of the week, so we're filling in our bare holes with new variety of trees and shrubs.
All right, got to run.
I don't run very fast, but everybody have a great week.
All right, thanks a lot, Dwayne. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show.